It's time to look your best in suits, casual, formal and footwear for men and boys at Guy Clothing High Street Tullamore, the leading clothing destination for every man. Open Sundays from 12 to 6. Follow Guy Clothing Tullamore on social media. Midlands 103.
Negative news about heat pumps. So, Will, my neighbour has a heat pump and in these warmer nights I have my windows open, says Moll. And I can hear the pump going next door. It sounds like a washing machine on a fast spin. Absolutely terrible, she says. And Will, I applied for a retrofit grant, got the literature back saying that if a house has an extension, it's not eligible for a grant. Is that true? Trish, we'll have to look into that one. That sounds unusual, and I doubt it, but again, maybe it's to do with the type of extension. Will, I think heat pumps financially won't work in isolation. You need to pair them with a wind turbine or solar panels so that you have cheaper electricity to run them. And also, the lifespan for heat pumps is around 10 years. You will get longer out of an oil boiler. That's from Patricia in Abbey Leaks. So if you own a heat pump, if you're using one, do you regret the purchase or are you a fan? And either way, why? When you call 0818 300 103 is my number. You can text or WhatsApp 083 3010 103, powered by Lamb Brothers Toyota in Tullamore. And become caller of the day and you go to the Tullamore show with our compliments. We have a pair of tickets to give away every day this week as it makes its return for the first time since 2019, Ireland's biggest one-day agri show.
And now, with thanks to Arramount Furniture, Cloncollig, Tullamore. Quality furniture for every room at the right price with free delivery. Find Arramount Furniture Tullamore on Facebook. It's Wednesday morning, so he's appeared in our studio once more. The man with the hardware store in Tullamore. He took Monday off, though he isn't a banker. In fact, Will Faulkner would describe him as a total... Brian. Brian Clunan.
I would never say that.
It reminds me, actually, I was down in Rosslare at the weekend, and...
Is that the third house or the fourth house?
No, neither. But... Many years was down there when the kids were small, and you know the way kids make friends with other kids, and one of the kids arrived in, and I don't know what the conversation was. Something came up about what I did or whatever, and this little fella said, "Well, my dad's a bonker," and he wondered why we were laughing. But obviously, when you come from D4, everybody understands what a bonker
he's
is.
He's a bonker. Yes. Right. Lovely, sweetie darling. Anyway, down to business. First question. I think the walls in my house have measles or chicken pox.
Sorry.
Oh, dear. I hope it's not contagious.
What?
When we bought the house, these spots were all over the walls, and when we repainted, they disappeared.
Oh, good.
Now they are back.
All right, okay.
But they are bigger than two coins.
Oh, probably 2 euro coins. Right, okay. I see it. Yeah, I see what you mean now. So, yeah, okay. I know what it is now, I think. So, if a house is dry lined, the dry lining, look, we've spoken before, years ago, dry lining was a bit of a disaster. Like, it worked, but it was a bit of a disaster in that you had to put 2x1 on the walls first, and then you put plastic sheeting, and then you put on this insulation, and it structurally was a problem. Like, it made the room a lot smaller because you had the timber as well as the dry lining, and also could cause a problem with sweating with a gap, so you had a little bit of a gap. So between the dry lining and the timber, there was a hollow, if you want to put it that way, which could create problems with mold building up because there was a gap. Nowadays, the modern dry lining is just brilliant. It's just put the sheet up against the wall, and you basically drill a hole in the sheet, and you get a plastic fixing. They call it a mushroom fixing because it has a big. It's like yourself. It has a big fat head, and you just tap this thing into the wall. But what sometimes can happen is, and I think that's what's happening in this case by the sound of it. So those those mushroom heads are a little bit bigger than the size of a 2 euro coin. So that's why I think it's probably that. What happens is sometimes those heads used to be metal. Some, the older ones are metal. The newer ones are plastic. But if there's a very thin coat of plaster over it, it can affect the absorbency. The plaster is more absorbent or less absorbent, I don't know which, and it affects how the paint goes onto the plaster. So everywhere you have a mushroom head, a plastic head, the absorbency of the plaster is different, and therefore the paint looks different. So if you like, it's sucking in extra pigment on the on that particular point. I don't know why, but it's not uncommon. So what you need to do is you need to make sure that all the spots that are going to appear have appeared, and then you spot treat them. So ideally, this listener would have spot treated with a stain block before they put on the coat of paint. Now, unfortunately, you're going to be doing repainting the whole thing again, because you'll spot treat the spots and then repaint one coat of paint. Now, what I would say is try and tint the primer to the colour of the paint, and it will make it much easier then to recoat afterwards. It'll never be exactly the same, but at least now you'll just be giving one coat of paint. So sometimes if you were to put on a plain white primer and paint over it, you'd need a second coat of paint. Whereas if you have, you know, magnolia on the walls and magnolia coated primer, well, then the job is a lot easier.
Not sure if you've had any experience with heat pumps or views on them, but they're
none.
Proving divisive here. John says, after watching Duncan Stewart on TV, my neighbour installed a geothermal system in a new house, but he says never again. His electricity bill is triple what it should be.
Again, I know nothing about it except that I hear quite a lot of positive stuff, and I suppose you would look, no heat is free. You know, we all need heat in Ireland, and no heat is free. So the question is, if he was paying for oil, if he was paying for whatever the heat source was going to be, how would that compare to the triple electricity bill?
Yeah.
That's the only question you'd have to ask yourself.
Yeah. We had an explainer earlier. In an older house, if it's not properly insulated, if the heat retention is poor, you have to solve that before you put in a heat pump.
Yeah.
But in this case, John says it was a new build, so you know, go figure.
But Duncan Stewart, how long since Duncan was on the radio? On the TV?
I have no idea.
So I think it's many years since Duncan Stewart was on the TV. So the reason that struck a chord was that the housing spec of 20 years ago is very, very different. So I would say it's 20 years since Duncan Stewart was on the TV.
That's not.
Ah, is it not?
We've got to settle this one in a minute.
Okay.
Anyway.
Yes.
0818 300 103 is the Midlands 103 comment line. You can text or WhatsApp 083 30 10 103 for your question. Brian Clunan is here until 11, but just don't ask him about heat pumps.
Correct.
Or plumbing. John has been in touch again about Duncan Stewart, and the house was built only 5 years ago.
Oh, right. Okay.
And the geothermal solution has been abandoned and they've installed oil.
Oh, wow. Oh my God.
Now look, maybe there's more to it,
sure.
And I'm sure each home is individual, but the more stories we're getting, the more the picture darkens towards heat pumps. But again, if you're somebody who wants to put the other side across, you've installed a heat pump, you have no regrets, you're a fan of the technology, 083 30 10 103 on text and WhatsApp. Will, please ask Brian how to get rid of black water marks from tiles in our bathroom. That's from Mary in Clonisslee.
So watermarks shouldn't be black. So mould would be black. So as a rule, watermarks will be white or brown, as in brown from the lime that's left behind. So if it's black, it's nearly always mould. So just put on a mold killer, spray on one of the, if it's in a bathroom on tiles, spray on one of the mold killers. Remember, most of them contain chlorine, so, you know, they will destroy clothes. So be very careful and be really careful with your eyes. If it gets on the skin, you wash it off, but you do not want to get chlorine in your eyes. So spray on, leave for 20 minutes, and then if it's in the shower itself, just hose it all down. Otherwise, just wipe it all off.
Okay, sounds relatively simple. Granny has been in touch.
Oh, good girl, Granny.
If any of your listeners get stung by a wasp, the best cure is vinegar.
Vinegar, yeah.
Immediately. Every house has some. Thank you, Granny. Will, how do I get rid of yellow gloss paint off a concrete path. Were you putting down yellow lines? No parking here? How did that happen?
Well, how do you get rid of it is the how do you get rid of it without costing a fortune is the big problem. So I would always be saying the very first thing you do is aggressively power wash it. And then you're using a paint remover on the rest. So what you'll be doing is brushing on the paint remover, dropping cling film down on top of it to stop it from drying out, leave it to work for a couple of hours, and then remove all cats, dogs, children from the area, scrape up what you can, and because paint remover is a dangerous product, scrape up what you can and then probably power wash off the rest, making sure that it doesn't fly onto other paint. But if you physically scrape up as much as you can first and then power wash it while it's still soft, hopefully up onto the lawn or onto flower beds or whatever, you will get rid of it. But it's honestly, you're probably never going to get rid of every last little bit of it, but you'd probably get rid of enough that at least you can now put on, you know, a concrete paint that has a better chance. But I don't think I'd try and paint over it, because you could well find that the yellow paint will flake off and carry the other bits of the paint with it.
Okay. Unrelated to DIY, a caller says, great to have the fla in Mullingar, but how come a burger is now €8?
Oh my God. Because in fairness, I was thinking, listening to it on the way in, I have great memories of the fla being in Tullamore years ago. Mm. And it's all positive. You know, everything about the fla. There's no trouble at the fla. Everything is positive. And it's such a fantastic event. I remember at the time the A&E geared up. There was the previous time Tullamore had been up north. And there was a bit of an element came across the border. And it was a little bit rough up wherever it was up north. And the A&E was busy and the guards were busy, and in Tullamore and in Mullingar, you know, nothing. The quietest ever that the A&E department ever was, in spite of the so many people in the town. It's all positive.
You know, my wife's from Northern Ireland.
Yes.
You are going to get a text. An abusive one.
She wouldn't be one of those obstreperous ones. She married one of those.
Well, my daughter has moved into an old refurbished house that she's renting. There are a lot of big snails around the house every morning. How can she get rid of them? That's from Anne. What harm are they doing, though?
Snails and slugs, I suppose the same thing, one is a shell, but neither of them like slug pellets. So I would be saying get the organic slug pellets, and if needs be, crush them into even smaller. So the organic slug pellet is finer than an ordinary pellet. But you can, if you want, put them into a plastic bag and get a rolling pin and roll over them and make them even smaller, make them into a dust. Mm. And just put them at all the access points. So access points would be door saddles, sometimes vents, but you know, they don't appear out of nowhere. So they're coming in from outside. So have a good look around, maybe even just do the outside perimeter of the house with the slug pellets. But they don't affect birds, they don't affect pets, and they don't affect children. The organic ones. So they are very, very safe to use. And they come in a big, big tub for €7 or €8. So one tub will do the whole thing.
Next. How do I remove engine oil from a cobble lock driveway?
So any of the degreasers that break it down, so crud cutter or Santrex oil away or any of those degreasers that break it down. And what you're doing is you're putting on the degreaser, you're leaving it to work for about 20 minutes, then you're getting boiling water and you leave it to work for 20 minutes and then you give it a scrub. And then you get boiling water and you put it on and you give it a scrub. And then you get ordinary cold water and you spread it all over the place. So it breaks it down, but you need to spread it now over such a large area that it's no longer visible.
Okay. Just reading a message here from Mark Willoughby, who is writing from the United States. Wow. And he is wondering what is coming up on That's Life with Brian Cunningham after 11. Very good. Well, it happens to be MEP Maria Walsh, former Rose of Tralee. She's the main guest coming up in just half an hour's time. Now, our next query for Brian Clunan relates to, where's it gone on me? Yes. An easier solution for snails: call the landlord. The snails are not paying rent. Yes, that's one approach you could take. Okay, 083 3010 103 on text and WhatsApp. Recommendation to get rid of oil from a driveway. I'm not sure how to pronounce it, though. J-I-Z-E-R?
Geyser.
Geyser, yes. Okay.
Geyser is, yeah. Geyser is the ones you mentioned. So we often say geyser, crud cutter, all of those degreasers.
Right.
Yes.
You can get it in most motor factories, brush it on, and then wash off with hot water.
Correct.
Does the trick. Okay, yeah. That's a relief. How do I remove a stain from a fridge and from, it says, a PC windowsill, probably PVC windowsill?
PVC windowsill, mm-hmm. Right.
I tried Everton.
Everything, is it?
No. It says Everton.
Okay, it's probably everything. I don't know.
Well, anyway, it could be a healthcare medicine stain. So what would be tough enough to remove it?
So
I presume, you know, the fridge and the PVC, plastic basically, plastic cover.
So they're both, the fridge could be PVC coated or it could be painted. I would be saying to you something slightly aggressive. So try if you have any metal, so either try if you have any ceramic hob cleaner in the house, if you have any Brasso or Peak or Chic or Silvo or Barkeeper's Friend, any of those ever so slightly, they're very finely abrasive. And they will normally do it. Or PVC restorer, any of those things will normally do it. It's amazing the way some of the medicines have often just colouring agents in them that, you know, it's a bit nuts. I mean, how can this be good for you if you're taking it down and you can't get it off something as tough as PVC? But anyway, who knows?
Brian, how do I get rid of biro marks from a leather chair? Asks Breda.
So the big mistake people make in taking biro marks off leather chair is just to go at it. And what very often happens is
You spread it
over a much bigger area. So you have a fine dark line and now you have a lighter, you know, tennis ball size stain, which the fine dark line was noticeable but not bad. Mm. But the big blotch is bad. So what I'd always say to people is if you know specifically the biro that was used. So if you know that your 5-year-old got that pen over there and did a line, well, then what you would do is you'd take that specific biro and on the underside or the back of the piece of furniture, put it on, leave it dry, and then try and take it off. But whatever you try, you always try and tape around it first. So get some PVC tape, insulation tape, silage tape, something that's not going to mark it. Because some tape, do not use duct tape. It can damage the surface in its own. It's a brilliant tape, but it's not suitable for this. It has to be a PVC type of tape. So a little roll of insulation tape will cost you, you know, a euro. A big roll of the agri tape, the silage tape, will cost you 3 or 4 euro. You tape around the marks, and then I would always say the first thing to try is a baby wipe. It's just remarkable how much they can do. The other thing that can be quite good is just a little bit of alcohol. So, you know, a soft cotton cloth and alcohol being surgical spirits, methylated spirits, gin, vodka, white alcohol of some sort. And if the baby wipe doesn't do it, try that.
Will a burger at the Galway races, €9.50?
Oh my God.
With bacon and cheese, €10.50. Wow. That's from Jerry in Ballinahown.
I suppose, in fairness, look, you have to be aware that you know, if you're at the Galway races or somewhere like that, the costs are a lot higher to set up and so on. But, I mean, having said that, it sounds very expensive.
Ben in Athy says, Will, the reason a burger is €8 is because mugs will pay it. Plain and simple. Well, you're hungry.
You'll pay anything if you're
exactly.
hungry enough, yeah.
Will, would you please ask Brian about teak, which is old and has been sanded to original wood.
Okay.
I put teak oil on it, but it's turning very blotchy. How can I avoid this?
So he doesn't say what it is, as is it doors, windows, garden furniture. But I would say the problem here is that when you put something, so I say on garden furniture, we would always say never put on a wood stain, a varnish, just use a wood preservative or an oil. Mm-hmm. Now, in fairness to Keith, no?
Doesn't say.
Sorry, I thought you said a name. In fairness, in this case, they sanded it down. But the problem is, if it's a varnish, if it's a wood stain, it goes down into the grain of the timber. So it's almost impossible to get every last bit of that out. It's down in the grain of the timber. So then when you put on something else over it, the bits that are completely clean, now they all look completely clean, But the timber that is genuinely completely stripped back takes the oil in a very different way than the areas that have the varnish forward slash wood stain down in the grain. You can't see it, but the grain is less absorbent. So because it's less absorbent, the whole thing ends up looking very blotchy. So unfortunately, in this particular case, I would be saying to you, just go back to using a wood stain. Mm-hmm. Or so depending on whether, if it's windows and doors, you either go back to using a wood stain, but use a good quality oil-based wood stain like Saddlin or Bondex or one of those. Or you can paint it. So you can paint it any colour you want. I wouldn't go brown. Decide, you know what, I'm going to paint the windows white, or I'm going to paint them black or blue or whatever colour you want. If it's garden furniture, then what you would be doing is you can paint it with a thing called Beauty Flex, or, well, go back to the wood stain again, one or the other. What's so funny?
Our electric shower is running hot and cold.
All right.
And if I don't get this sorted, my marriage will be running hot and cold too. It doesn't seem to happen to me so much, but I think it's because I don't take such hot showers.
All right.
If I descale the shower head, it stops, but seems to happen again quite quickly. When it happens to my wife, she always screams, which isn't helpful because I work nights at the moment.
Oh, no.
And she always seems to shower.
Oh, no.
And scream when I'm asleep.
All right, okay. you know, before you got to the bottom of that, I was saying, I bet you it's a man that's writing in, because in our house and in many houses, I don't know why, but I would get into the shower after Rona's had a shower and the temperature would be, you know, it would take the skin off you.
Yes.
I just can't understand, how can someone stand under a shower that hot?
Yeah, completely agree.
I just can't get over it.
Is that a woman thing?
I don't know. I don't know. Now, is, in fairness, is there a lady hold on, actually, I've worked it out in my case. Mm-hmm. I've worked it out. In my case, in our house, obviously, my wife is used to handling hot stuff, so she's able for the higher temperature. That's it. I've worked it out. But anyway, so you need to descale the electric shower. So you need to, it's what's happening here now, we've had it before, we've often mentioned it, it's where there's so much lime built up in the element of the shower that it's flaking off and it's coming down into the shower head. So that's why when you descale the shower head, it's working okay. But look, you will burn out the electric element in the shower if you don't descale it. So you need to get descaler. We'd always recommend the safest of them out there, which is a locally produced lime-free all-purpose descaler. Get that into the shower. Now, there are various different ways from, depending on the make of shower, taking the cover off, disconnecting the top nut, putting it in, or else going up into the attic and disconnecting the pipe and pouring it down. But look, if you're not very sure what you're doing, get your plumber to do it. But it's a very, very successful job. And you can also get a water softener just for the shower fitted in the attic. Just a little thing that uses crystals to just descale the shower itself.
Tony in Tullamore wants to know, from Mr. Fixit, if there are any buses going to the Fla from Tullamore this weekend.
I'm afraid that's outside my remit.
I think it is, yes, in fairness to you. And I like to catch you out, but no. Ina, for the record, does not like a hot shower. It is not just a woman thing, she says. Morning, Brian and Will. Is there a spray that you can buy to defrost a freezer? Because defrosting is so difficult. I'll let Brian take that one.
Give me that again.
Is there a spray you can buy to defrost a freezer? Oh, yeah. Defrosting is so difficult. But it says, Dear Will and Brian.
Oh, right. Okay, all right. You should know the answer.
Yes, it's the spray that Brian is about to tell you about.
it's quite a complicated name. It's called Freezer De-Icer Spray. And it works brilliantly. It's remarkable, really. People always rave about it. I suppose historically I would always just leave the freezer open, take everything out and leave it open. But this does a fantastic job. You just spray it on and it's within a very short time the entire freezer is empty. So I suppose speed is of the... It's not expensive. I think it's 4 or 5 euros and you've plenty in a thing. You just spray it on, everything just dissolves. It's brilliant.
Nula wants to know the name of the vinegar to kill weeds. Is there a recipe used?
Yeah, so you can mix, if you're using vinegar, there is, So a couple of the organic weed killers have a very, very, very much stronger than normal weed killer. So, I mean...
Vinegar?
You know, it's vinegar, yes. Yeah. But it's 10 times stronger. So you certainly wouldn't be putting it on your chips. Mm. Put it this way. If you smell a bottle of vinegar, it smells like vinegar. If you smell... Open the lid of this and smell this. It's the hairs are gone in your nose.
Why would you be sniffing these bottles, Brian?
I always sniff stuff like that. I don't know why. Yeah. Nice. But anyway, but you can, if you want to use vinegar, ordinary household vinegar, you need to just use it neat, really. You don't dilute it down. But you can add salt to it. With the commercial one, the organic weed killer, you can add, you add it 3-1 or 4-1. But adding a little bit of salt to it can make it more efficient. And using... washing soda can make it more efficient.
Okay, we'll take one more. We've only a minute left, unfortunately. I presume there's nothing Brian can do to help, but it's always worth asking. We have a Velux window in our six-year-old's bedroom, and she has been complaining about buzzy bees making a noise in the window after she goes to bed. Now, they're only flies, but they are making noise.
Right, yeah. Yeah, every fly is a buzzy bee to this child.
Exactly. Yeah. For the last 3 nights, she has wound up in between us in our bed because they are annoying her so much.
Now I see the problem.
Yeah, yeah. As if it wasn't hot enough already.
Yeah.
Any solution for these buzzy bees?
Yeah, look, just put on Insectrol or Deathlac, or even the little butterflies are brilliant. You know these... butterflies that you stick on a window. So there's two types. There's a butterfly or a sunflower that the flies stick to, but they look horrible. Mm. But the other ones, they work in the same way. So the Insectrol and the Deathlac or other ones like that are sprays that leave a coating behind, and any insect that comes in contact with it dies. Equally well, the butterflies are insecticidal contact killers. So they look like a colourful transfer. The flies are attracted to the colour, but when they come in contact with it, they die. So that's the best thing in this case.
Caller of the day, Kathleen Kivney in Moat. Kathleen is going to the Tullamore show, which returns Sunday week, the 14th of August, to the Butterfield Estate, with not alone the machinery demos and the trade stands, but also the craft villages and the food pavilions, the kids' fun areas, live music from the Gartha Band, and for bands Olivia Douglas as well. You called me a fathead earlier.
I think I know where this is going.
We'll talk to you tomorrow morning from 9. Bye bye.